There are those that have departed our ranks, deserters, cowards, who have found that this pastoral world allows them to disappear into the rush and brush of why? Of the farming communities? Who are these people? They must be new recruits from one of the conquered worlds. People that came with us would not have any interest in farming. Not that farming is bad, mind you. We all need serfs to toil the fields, but they're warriors. I don't understand it. So, are the factions are basically at war with each other, a silent war, one without bloodshed as of yet, but it may well devolve into that. The mages want to set up a god king here, and then use that residual power that the god king sends to the order to breach the next world. Now, that's all well and good, but we're not quite sure where the next world will take us. It's not along the path of the invaders, so we may not be able to find a way to them using that branch. The alternative is to attempt to invade the world that has colonized this one. And I'm not sure that that's as viable. The third option, the option that's growing in popularity amongst the rank and file, is to return to Earth. But returning to Earth has its own consequences. We weren't exactly subtle when we left, and we may well find the city in ruins if our defenses had failed. But, and the caretakers we left weren't exactly the most stable of our lot. But, you know, we couldn't take them with us. They would have disrupted the campaign. And we couldn't kill them because these are the weirdos that have engaged so far in body modification that we're not even sure they're human anymore. So they well may be immortal, or at least very hard to kill. In any case, if we choose to go back, I'm not sure we'll have the will to retrace our steps and find out where we went wrong. That, plus the god kings that we left behind, aren't exactly stable characters. These were the mages that wanted to be gods, as it were, and any creature that wants to be a god is, by its very definition, insane. And hopefully that we can work with, find one of them that is relatively workable and retrace that route. I'm beginning to think that the take the fight to them route was ill-conceived, or if not ill-conceived, ill-executed. And I wonder about the the revolution in America. Did it succeed? If it did, that means that magic has reached its primacy, and we are potentially at a cusp of something that would change the world, and we're not there to foster that change, which means the 1,000 years of our accumulated knowledge is not being used to the betterment of humanity, which is our mandate to protect our world by any means necessary. They call us, you know, crazy or megalomaniacal, and to be sure, there are members of our order that are, but they are held in check by the upper echelons of power. We show that face to the world because no one wants to mess with a psychopath with an army and the backing of magic and monsters. But one is a face and the other is reality. I fear that we'll need to go back to Earth, and that'll lose us the Crusader bunch who are bent on conquering these worlds. I think they've gotten a taste for it, taste for the blood, the bloodshed. And honestly, I don't know what we would do with them once they were back on Earth. In any case, which I say a lot, in any case, they will have to figure it out once we get there. If we hadn't lost the general on that fourth world, I think we would be better off. He would have just told us where to go. But now it's all interesting. I can't even say that word right. It was all squabbles, interior squabbles. And hopefully we won't lose any of our number figuring this shit out.